hello, hello, mommies, and welcome back to... That ain't work for you?
No, I bet y'all didn't think y'all was going to get that today.
Hello.
Bet you couldn't bet on that note.
Welcome back to another episode of the Messy Mommies Podcast. I am your host, Brandy.
And I am Shantae.
What's up, Shantae?
Hi, Brandy. How are you?
I am great today.
That's good. That's good.
I'm great. I'm doing quite swell.
Well, okay.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I am good.
Good?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. How's my boy?
You say your boy or boyies?
Boyies.
With a Z.
Yeah.
They're doing well. You know, Christian is 7 months, guys. He'll be 8 months in July. And he thinks he's older than that, so he's around here taking steps. I don't like that. I don't like that. And then Amir, he's potty training. So it's going pretty well with that. I'm excited. So what about you? How are my girls?
Boy, my girl with a W and a Z?
Yeah.
Those girls are good. Growing really, really fast. They are grown. Sky will be 7 in August. Novi just hit 18 months. Novi thinks that she's 18 years old, though. Mm-hmm. You know, that girl is grown as grown can be. It's always a little one for me.
That's what I'm noticing now, too.
It's the little one for me. Mm-hmm. Sky, calm, cool, chill as a cucumber. Novi and the two life crew, one for me and one for you. She stay live all day, every day. So every day, it's a new day with her. I don't know what to expect. It seemed like every day she is waking up and doing something new. So as of lately, her new thing is fries. Everything is fries. Fries, fries, mama, fries, fries. Everything is not fries. Every time she see a bag, she thinks it's fries. She loves fries. And so, you know, just taking one day at a time. So the girls are doing good. Can't complain. Mommies, I didn't even thank you guys for joining us. We just jumped right on in. Forgive me.
It's okay. We all at the house chilling.
Yeah, I'm a little excited today. I'm sorry. I'm excited today. Mommies, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Because what we know is you could be anywhere in the world.
But you're here with us.
Yeah. We appreciate that. So thank you for joining us. Mommies, as usual, nothing's changed. Today is Thursday. That means you have made it through an entire week. I am so proud of you. I hope you guys' littles are doing great. I hope you guys' littles did not give you too much trouble this week. If they did, relax. It's almost Friday, and then you can turn up.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
Turn up. For real. Because we all deserve that, mommies. Have you a good time this weekend. Do whatever it is that makes you happy. If you want to go chill and be a beach bum, do that. If you want to go sit in your backyard and read a book, do that. If you want to call your homegirls over and go kick it, do that.
Yes.
Do whatever it is that makes you happy. Take some time for you. But please, please, please be responsible. Because you have littles at home that's going to be looking for their mommy.
Yeah.
Mommies, before we jump into today's episode, let's just take a moment to take a deep breath in. Inhale. And exhale. Woosa. Cause she ain't love Mary. She ain't my main man. I'm just playing. Nobody has Mary Jane around here.
Just a song, people. It's just a song.
Let me be clear. Nobody indulges in Mary Jane around here. Mommies, on today's episode, we would like to discuss schooling babies. Mm-hmm. Schooling babies. Brandy, Shante, what does schooling babies mean?
She's in love with you.
What does babies mean? Let's just discuss, you know, options for schooling your child. You know, what are some of the ropes that we are taking? What are some of the routes that we are taking? What are some of the routes that we are looking at? And what are some things that you should be looking for when deciding what schooling option is best for you? So even with just starting at daycare, I think with daycare is the first, daycare is like the first any kind of schooling that your child will go to if you decide to put them in a daycare. Daycare is, mommies, let's just be honest, daycare is hit or miss. I've heard amazing stories about daycares. I've also heard a ton of horror stories about daycares. Daycares is one of the things where you just kind of got to do your research. And see which one works best for you. Understand what it is that you want out of your daycare. What'd you say?
Trust the vibe.
Understand what it is that you want out of your daycares, and then look for those things when you're searching for a daycare. And understand, do not settle for something that you do not want. If you want cameras, find a daycare that has cameras. If you want this daycare to be black owned, find a daycare that's black owned. Do not settle for what it is, for what you don't want within your daycare, because you will not be happy and you will consistently worry about your child while they are in someone else's care. I did do daycare with my oldest. However, she did not go to daycare until she was 18 months. So she was almost two by the time she started going to daycare. Once she started going to daycare, she stayed sick all the time, all the time. Prior to her going to daycare, I can only remember her being sick maybe once. As soon as she got into daycare, she was sick all the time. Once a child starts going into daycare, it's kind of like you playing devil's advocate with them being sick. You know what I mean? It's inevitable. They're going to get sick. Just hope that the sickness is something that can be cured quick. Because not a lot of parents are honest about their children being sick, and they send their kids to daycare because they still have to work. And so you have to be careful with that. I personally was not very happy with the daycare that my child went to. My daughter was in daycare from the time she was 18 months until she was four. Or about to be four. She was about to be four when I took her out. I remember. She was about to be four. So throughout that time, the daycare has switched directors. And things did improve when the new director got in, but they only improved to a certain extent. There will be a lot of times where I'll pick my daughter up from school and she would be wet. Her clothes would be wet. Her bottom would be wet. There was a time where I picked her up, and when I picked her up, she was sleeping. When I got her to the car, she smelled like poop. And so they let her sleep in her poop. When you talk about livid, I was livid. There was a time where the daycare called me and said, "We can't get her to stop crying. Can you come get her? Because we don't know what's going on. And she never cries like this, so we don't know what's going on." In this moment, as her mother, my mind is racing a million miles a minute. Like, what's wrong with my baby? You know, and so I know she was fine this morning when I sent her to daycare. So what happened? Because she's only been there for about 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So what happened? Just to find out she was nothing but hungry. She was nothing but hungry.
Way to go.
You know, and so I just feel like trust and believe, after all of these things have transpired, we had to sit down with the director. That kind of went left field.
I know the story, people. He's from Michigan, guys.
What's that mean?
I mean, if you guys know, you know. Let's keep it moving.
That kind of went left field. She was threatening to, she was suggesting that we possibly find another daycare, in which I let her know that I have no problem. What I am asking for you, from you, is for you to meet the bare minimum while my child is here. Make sure she's dry. If something happens to her, as an adult, know what happened, and then make sure she's fed. So if those things are too much for you guys to handle, then we will absolutely go find a new daycare for her to go to.
I'm sure you said it that nicely too.
I was so upset. I'm not gonna tell you no story. I was so upset. Thank God my husband was there with us, because he was able to level it out. Because I came in on 10 and she came in on 10. We were both ready to go, because mind you, I sent her a nice email prior to having this meeting with her. Mm-hmm. And in this email, I had ran down all of the issues that I have been having prior. Outside of me verbalizing these issues, when these issues happen, I think the final straw was when I picked my daughter up and she had been sleeping in poop. I was so upset. And so that's when I sent the email, and the email led to us having a meeting. Thank God my husband was in this meeting with us, because like I said, he was able to be the cooler head in the situation and draw everybody back in, while at the same time having his wife's back. You know what I mean? So kudos to him, because he was like, he's like, my wife has told me A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Every time I pick her up, it is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Mm-hmm. I think she's a little upset because she's more involved in this situation, which she would have the right to be. You would be upset too if it was your child and the tables was turned. So he was able to level it out to where at the end of the day, my daughter didn't get kicked out of the daycare.
I just want to let you know, in our situation, it's reversed. I got a hothead with me over here, and he don't got patience. I've told y'all before, the patience that I have is for my children, but I also have a job where I have to be patient. So I give people mercy. I give people grace. Mm-hmm. My guy, he ain't with that. No, that's not it. So it would have been different.
Right.
He would have had to step out.
So at the end of this meeting that we had, we were able to all cool down. We all had cooler heads at the end of this meeting. You know, we came up with a game plan moving forward. These will be the expectations. If this does not happen, this will be the consequences of it. We don't want to lose you guys, as you know, you guys have been with us for some time, so we don't want you guys to go elsewhere. But if you are not happy here, let's figure out how to get you happy here, because ultimately we love your daughter and we love that your daughter is here. Now, when I was in the midst of being upset, I'm like, you love her, but you ain't fed her. You love her, but every time I pick her up, she wet, you know? And so I left that meeting. Though I had a cooler head and I was okay, I left that meeting knowing I have to get my daughter out of here. Within 2 weeks from that meeting, I withdrew her out of daycare, and she's never been back to daycare. Actually, because she was about to be four, we sent her straight to Head Start and we were done with daycare. With my little one right now, thank God for Jesus. The pandemic has been a blessing in disguise, because I have not had to send her to daycare because of the pandemic. So I actually wrote down in the beginning of, my daughter was born in 2019, the beginning of 2020, I wrote down in a goal book to never have to put Novi in daycare And to this day, she has not been in daycare yet. So that's my experience with daycare. Now, there are some people who have amazing experiences with daycare, Shantae being one, that it does not... Girl, I thought I heard something crawling. Yeah, one thing about me, I have bionic ears, okay? I know you're like, how you hear something crawling? I'm telling you, I can hear a mouse piss on cotton. Like, I have bionic ears. I hear it all. But yeah, there's some mothers who've had amazing stories with daycares, and I'm just not one of them. But my good sis over here, Shantae, is. So, boom, what you think about daycare, girl?
With my experience, I was very nervous with Amir to have to go to daycare, but I did my research for like 3 months before he was born to find his daycare. So I found one. It was by my first apartment when I first had him. And we went there. The only thing they did not have was cameras, but I met the director, I met the owner, and I felt good. So that's what I was saying, like, the vibe has to go well, because I felt good with what we were doing. So Amir went to daycare in February, and so he was like 2 months, and his teacher, it was two teachers in there. One that was there during the daytime, the morning time, and the one during the day. So his teacher that loves him to this day, Erica, she was a younger girl. And I was like, I asked the director, because she's like 19, I think. And I was like, girl, 19, baby, what are we doing? And what she explained to me was that it's easier to deal with a younger employee, because the older ones have been taking care of kids all these years, and they have their own way of doing things, and they don't correlate with how she wants things to be done. So she said she has a high turnover rate when it comes to the older employees, but with the younger ones, they're pretty much good. And I noticed that because Lupe was the one who was at the end, I think that's what her name was. And she didn't last too long at the daycare while we were there. So I always felt great with Eric. And when I had Christian, I was like, I can't wait for him to go. They were so excited. Because of the pandemic and because of how our life is right now, they're still not in daycare. Amir went to daycare from 2 months, I think he was maybe 2.5 months, to last year. Maybe last year, March. So, a year and some change. So, he went for a year and some change. And I think I only had to have a conversation once. And I can't even remember what the conversation was about right now. So, it wasn't really anything important. I wasn't too mad or anything. But my only qualm with daycare is that it costs too much.
Very expensive.
It costs too much. And our daycare was like the cheapest I had found. But I know people who pay out here who pay $300, $400 per child per week. You pay more than your mortgage, than your rent.
You work and to pay.
Exactly. So that's something we changed in our dynamic in our life. We can't, unless we're making a certain amount of money, there's no way we daycare when we don't have to.
It has to make sense.
So I've had a great experience. I hope this lasts even longer, as long as we can pull this off, because it's great. Even I wouldn't even mind to after Christian is one, because then it gets cheaper when he's one. You know, when they get older, and the mirror be three, so it gets cheaper. So I'm hoping it'll be well after that, because I enjoy being home with them. I enjoy us having our little family time every day. So I've had a great experience with daycare. Our next steps after this, are we moving on? So our next steps after this is, once he starts to actually go to school, that we do homeschool. For even though Carter, you know, that's my stepson. He's going to fifth grade. We would even like to eventually switch over to homeschool for him as well.
So what is the inspiration for homeschool?
Okay, so you and I mean, I have a business, but I'm not making money from it. You and I both want to be entrepreneurs. We don't want to be at a 9-to-5
right.
until we retire. Mm-hmm. And that's not what's going to happen. So, I don't want them. Okay, so just from my feelings, we have been conditioned since we were in elementary school, in daycare, that we have to get up in the morning, go to school, and then you get out of school. It's the same way we work 9-to-5. It's the same way they go to school. Mm-hmm. 8-to-3, whatever. It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what it's mainly doing is conditioning you to work a 9-to-5. And I don't want that. I like homeschool. You can teach at your own pace. A lot of times homeschoolers graduate early.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's not just schooling the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
You do a couple of lessons and then you go on about your day. You figure other things out. You do real life stuff to learn things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would like for my children to do. I don't want them to be stuck in, oh, I gotta go here 8 to 3. I don't like that. I didn't like that. I didn't like having to get up every day. You know we ain't supposed to be working no 5 days a week. We're not supposed to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to try to train them and to get them in the mindset of, oh, I don't have to work that. I can go find something and create something of my own where I make my own hours. Because my kids might end up being night owls and they like to work at night. Or they like to work in the, you know what I'm saying, get up at 3:00 in the morning and work so they can have their entire day. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to think that the only time you can make money is 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's on somebody else's clock.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make your own clock,
yes,
you make money whenever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why I want to start homeschooling. Also, the things that are being taught in school, I can't get jiggy with it. Especially when it comes to the history.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get jiggy with it at all. And it's just like unless we put them in a specific school, like a performing arts school or something like that. School is just a one teach one all thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody learns different ways. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, and school isn't like that. Like for me, I never did well with testing.
Mm-hmm.
I never did well with testing. I'm smart. Y'all hear me. I'm very smart. Because if I don't say it, who gonna say it?
You smart.
But anyway, but when I would go test, I didn't feel like I was smart.
Yeah.
It really did something to me. It didn't make me feel good to get back a test and I got a 70.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I did well in school. I did make A's and B's, but I worked my butt off to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had to really like make sure I had to understand. And when I went off to college, I didn't graduate, but when I went, I really tried hard, especially for math classes. I failed my first math as a freshman, and then took the same math class and got a C. And when I tell you, I cried. I remember when I was taking like one of the last exams. And I'm at the table. I'm at, like, it's like out of a movie. I'm in the middle. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just crying while I'm taking this test, getting so frustrated.
Mm.
There's no way I should be feeling like this.
Right.
I mean, I put myself in tutoring class. I was going to make sure I passed this class.
Mm-hmm.
I put myself in tutoring. There's no way I should feel like this.
Right.
And I don't want my kids to feel like that. Don't feel dumb because you can't get what they're telling you to get. At the pace that they want, the way that they taught you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to cater to my kids. If one needs to learn this way and the other needs to learn this way, I would like to cater to them so that they could get it in that way. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Okay, so my daughter is in school now. She's in regular school. I 100% understand your stance, and I 100% agree with your stance for your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. For my lifestyle, I feel like, especially with Sky being autistic, she has to be in school. So for me, school is structure for me, right? School shows structure, school shows responsibility. And school, though I agree with you with the subjects that they teach and all of that good stuff, and that's where it will be up to me as her mother to teach her outside of school as well. But school shows, for me, my children need to have structure. They need to have responsibility. My children are not just going to sit at home and sleep all day and then do whatever they feel like doing when they feel like doing it. You know what I mean? Because if me and your daddy are getting up working, you're going to get up and do something constructive with yourself. And as of right now, it's school. Because Sky has autism, Sky is in an autistic classroom at school. And so her way of learning is different than the other children at school. And her way of learning, she has what's called an IEP. For mommies who children have autism or any kind of special needs, you understand what an IEP is. An IEP is an individual education plan, right? And what this does, it's a plan to where me, her teachers, her therapist, the principal of the school, and anybody who comes in and out of her classroom, we sit down and we all come up with a game plan and say, hey, this year we're going to focus on A, B, and C while she's at school. And then in the middle of the year, we create another IEP and we see how well she has developed throughout the year and what else she needs work on. And then we might edit the IEP, you know, to cater to whatever needs she has. So my situation is a little different. She's not in general ed class. She's not getting taught like general ed kids are getting taught. My daughter needs that stimulation. Like right now, she's out of school right now, right? Mm-hmm. She's home every day. I see a difference in her. She's home because it's summertime. So with her being home, I see a difference in her with the way that she behaves with being home all day versus the way that she behaves when she comes home from school. When she comes home from school, she's tired. She wants a snack. She listens very well. I don't really have too many issues. When she's home all day, she has nothing to do with herself besides, you know, whatever I tell her to do, or if I let her go outside and play for a while. So she's doing all kind of crazy stuff to entertain herself and just all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so that structure is very important. For her. And then I think even with Novi's too little to be in school, but that structure is something that's very important that I will make sure that she partakes in. Now, I will say this, though. When I am able to afford, and it's going to be soon, when I'm able to afford to put them in the kind of private school that I want to put them in, I will put them in a private school because I don't believe that they get... I don't believe that children who go to public school get the same level of education as children who go to private schools. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as private schools are very cheap, expensive though here. So, and I'll have to put two children in a private school. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I'm able though to put both of my girls in private schools, I will absolutely be doing that. And so have you noticed the difference between children who are educated through private school versus children who are educated through public schools?
I never looked at it. So no. I'm not sure. Mm-mm. I never looked at it. I hear it's better, but I mean, what are the differences?
Well, let me tell you, friend. Children who go to public schools get the bare minimum education. They get just what they need to move on to the next level. Children who go to private schools, their parents are paying for their education, right? And right. So they get a higher level of education. So a lot of times, children who are in public schools, let's say they're in fourth grade, right? And they're learning fourth grade work. That fourth grade work may be what private school did in second grade. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's different levels. Or they might be doing fifth grade level work, but that fifth grade level work are what they did when they was in third grade. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's different levels because you get what you pay for. So when they go to public schools, you're not paying for nothing. You don't get nothing but the bare minimum. But when you shove your money out of your pocket, especially with private schools that are extremely expensive, you're gonna definitely get what you pay for. With the tuition. And so I would love to send my girls to private school. My goal is Novia is about to be 2 in December. By the time she starts school, hopefully I can get them both in private schools.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, I wanted to hit on something that you said about them just sitting at home doing nothing. Mm-hmm. When you do have homeschool, you do have a schedule for them.
Okay.
So you are, there is a curriculum that you're supposed to go by, something that Georgia gives us, or whatever state you're in. They do have a specific type of curriculum of what type of things need to get done and when they should get done. So it wouldn't be, you set your own schedule how you want it to, and you get to teach them how you want to teach them. And it's also some people who have like homeschooling in their homes, like it could be like a group of mommies who do homeschool.
I've heard
and some, mm-hmm, and some do together. Excuse me. So yeah, they wouldn't be at home doing nothing. You all said you're gonna get up, set that schedule. You have to have the discipline yourself, mm-hmm, in order to do it. And me and Jeremy, I think I've told y'all this before. When it comes to this parenthood thing, me and him are eye to eye on how we want our children to be, but how we want to handle things with our children. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to do that. We want and of course it's things that we're going to teach them as well, because we've talked about this before. Does private school teach about taxes and the stuff that we really need to be learning about taxes, about investing, about credit? I don't think I've ever really heard of private school teaching that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're going to have to take the reins on ourselves and teach our children that as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It needs to be taught. There are a lot of things that need to be taught in school that are not taught. Mm-hmm. But like you said, as their parents, though, that's where we have to step in and we have to teach them. Because I'm going to teach my daughter both my daughters about credit at a very young age. I'm going to teach my daughters about college tuition and how you don't have to go to college. Mm-hmm. Because
about it.
You don't have to go to college to be successful and really do your research. As if there are some things in life that you do have to go to college for. If you want to be a lawyer, yes. You want to be a lawyer.
Yeah, and I said this all the time. I said, I'm not making my children go to school. They're not going to waste no money. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all what my loans are looking like and I ain't got no degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, find something that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And do it. Like, if I know I mentioned TikTok a lot, but you guys, you learn a lot from TikTok. This lady was on there and she was, I want to say that she said that she was a welder or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of these jobs in these fields where you just really need to go get a trade,
mm-hmm,
and really horn in on that trade. And this lady said, because she's a woman and they don't expect women to do this thing, do what she does, she gets paid like $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I be thinking that when I see women construction workers. I always tell my husband, dang, that's the female doing that? I couldn't imagine, because
I ain't built like that.
I'm not built like...
I ain't built to go outside.
I'm about to be sitting in nobody's sun, laying no cement.
I won't. I can't. I won't. But yeah, more power to you, sis, because I know you're getting that check.
I know that for sure.
I know you're getting that check. So what I would like to do for my children is let them experience a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Let them know that the world is theirs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be music. Amir loves animals. He'll sit here and tell you every animal name and every animal, what sound they make. Mm-hmm. He loves animals. So we get him around animals. So I want them to experience a lot of things so they can see what exactly that they like. I don't want them to think that this world, you just have to do X, Y, Z. You got to be a basketball player. You got to be a football player. You got to be a rapper. I don't want them to just see that and do that.
And especially in our community, within the Black community, because mm-hmm. we have, it's almost two different levels to it, right? So it's a level of corporate success. Mm-hmm. And because we are so conditioned to not having much, you can have somebody that has a job as a supervisor at FedEx, and they family be like, oh, he made it. He doing real good. He make $22 an hour at FedEx. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you have it. That's one side of it. Then you have the other side where we feel like super success is being a rapper or being a basketball player or being a football player or something like that, when it's so much more to it. It's so much more. You can be an artist that paints mm-hmm. and make a ton of money. You could be an architect if you want to and make, you can do whatever. Don't look at what other people are doing as an example as to what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what I'm very adamant about teaching my daughters. You do what you like to do. You do what you want to do. I don't care what everybody else around you is doing. And if what it is that you like and you love don't consist of you going to college, that's okay. You don't have to go. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it. Because it's a waste of money. College is a scam if you're not going for specific things. Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would have told me that I did not have to go to school to be successful in television production and broadcasting world. I didn't have to go to school for that. Like, you, it looks good on a resume, but this is not even a field that you give them your resume. You yeah. give them a demo reel when you're ready to be applying for jobs. You don't even give them a resume. Yeah. And so I wish somebody would have told me that. Nobody told me that. You know, my mother never even talked to me. My mother, my father never even talked to me about college at all, period. You know what I'm saying?
I felt like I had to go to college. And I know Kwee is going to listen to this. But I did feel like I had to go. And at one point I was like, I just want to live. Let me take a year off. Mm-hmm. And she was like, nope, you need to take your butt to school.
Yeah.
And I mean, the experience, I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Yeah, my experience was, I didn't go to like a university and live in a campus mm-hmm. and live in the dorms and all. I didn't have the full experience. Like, I went to, like, my school was Brown College School of Broadcasting. So I went to a broadcasting school. Mm-hmm. And the school was connected to, like, Le Cordon Bleu, or Le Cordon Bleu was in the school with my school I went to. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't like I had the whole experience of going away. I mean, I did go away because I'm from Michigan, but I went to school in Minnesota because I went to a broadcasting school. Mm-hmm. Which, the school was great, don't get me wrong. The school was great, learned a lot, all that good stuff. But I don't work in the field now. It's not something that I carried with me when I got out of school. You know what I mean? And now I have a ton of student loans that I have to pay on, and I'm not even working in the field. Right. You know what I mean? And I don't like it. And to add insult to injury, the school shut down. It's not even, the school's not even there anymore.
So who do you owe?
Who am I paying?
Who do you owe? I got the experience. I lived on campus for 2 years, my first 2 years. Mm-hmm. I lived in, my first dorm was Watson at West Georgia, all girls dorm. It was interesting. It was fun. Yeah, and then my second year, I lived in some on-campus apartment with my roommate from my first year. Me and her were cool, but it wasn't good with the other two people in our apartment. So it was like two bathrooms, and each two people share a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my roommate Chanel, we got along well. But girl, on the other side, honey, it got to like real, real passive aggressive, us leaving each other sticky notes. No, you supposed to take the trash out. No, you supposed to take the trash out. No, you supposed to wash that dish. No, you supposed to wash that dish.
Oh my God.
Y'all are too loud when we come in here. No, you're too loud when we come in here. Like, it's just, it was super petty and it was super unnecessary, and I hated it. And that, I did not like that experience. I was like, That's what told me I won't ever live with nobody again outside of my man and my family.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible experience. The school part, it was okay. I didn't join anything for real. I wanted to be involved, but it just wasn't for me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wanted to pledge because I had my aunt who passed away, my aunt KK, she was a Delta. I thought I wanted to be a Delta. And then my other aunt, she's an AKA. I thought I wanted to be an AKA because I was in a pageant in my fourth grade and I won. AKA. You know what I'm saying? In fourth grade, exactly. Like, I thought that's something that I wanted. But as I think about it, I was like, it's a waste of freaking time. I didn't really go party or nothing. I had me a boyfriend from back home. He would come see me. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't even nothing. I didn't experience dating a lot of dudes. You know, so it was just, okay, I lived on campus.
That girl said college was a waste of her time.
It was a waste of my time. It was a waste of my money.
Yeah.
I could have been somebody's job working and figuring this out now.
Mm-hmm.
You done bought me a house.
So there's no experience, like hands-on experience. Yeah, I think that college was a waste of time too for me. But I'm not saying that everybody's situation. There are some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard great experiences.
Yeah, some people build lifelong friends through mm-hmm. college. Y'all have together, and then you got brothers and sisters for forever. You know, some people you meet in your dorm, and now that's your homegirl forever. Like, people have great experiences, and we do recognize that there are some careers that you do have to go to college for. If you want to be a lawyer, you have to go to college. If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to college. You want to be a scientist, you have to go to college. Like, we get that, but we talking about the entrepreneurs, okay, that want to have a weave company, okay, that want to own a dispensary, mm-hmm. that want to have a whole mommy brand.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody. All of those things, or you know, that you want to build your own lane for yourself. If these are things that your children want to do, they don't have to go to college to do it, and just be honest with them about it and support them in their decision. If they decide that they don't want to go to college, then that's fine. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. You probably didn't go to college yourself. Mm-hmm. So stop pressuring your baby to do stuff that you didn't do. Just because you didn't do it and then become successful with it don't mean that that's going to be their story. Hello, somebody.
Oh, gosh. You don't need an amen corner because she her own. Okay.
That girl is saying it tonight.
She's talking to y'all.
Okay. Take the pressure off your children from going to college.
Because mm-hmm. it sounds good. It just sounds good. Don't get me on what people think sounds good. Because I'm not going to even do it. But yeah, it just sounds good. I'm not even with that.
Yeah.
It just sounds good. I know. Whatever. Do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
If your child don't want to go to college, just make sure they're being productive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they're doing something.
And see, we all have talents and we all have abilities. And hone in, and I always say this too. I always say this to mommies, especially mommies that I talk to via my Facebook group. Whatever it is, I'm gonna put this in bold letters too. If your child is autistic, whatever it is that your child likes to do, hone in on it at a young age, because that will take them very far in life. And if your child is autistic, I believe that whatever it is that your child likes to do, they are probably a genius at it. So if they like numbers, they're probably going to be a genius. If they like cars, they probably at genius level with cars. So whatever it is that your child likes to do, hone in on it at a young age and watch them flourish in it. Watch the greatness right before your eyes happen. Don't try to stray them away from things that they like to do, because you're going to make them miserable. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell them that they can't be a chef because chefs don't make a lot of money. I think that's like,
I don't like that. Don't tell somebody they can't do something because somebody don't make a lot of money. Ma'am, you don't know that. I could be the one that break through and make money, but you don't know what these people make. And don't make somebody feel like they have to be a one-trick pony either.
But maybe somebody don't want to make a lot of money. How about that?
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to be okay and live a moderate life as long as they do what makes them happy. Yeah. It's different strokes for different folks. Don't put all your, like, I cannot stand when I see parents or mommies putting their hopes and their dreams and their aspirations onto their child. Let them live their life. Yeah. You had your chance. You had it. And you still got a chance right now. It's not over till it's over. So stop putting that pressure on your child and let them live. You know what I'm saying? Girl, I can't stand when I see mothers. Look, let me wheel it in.
She understands it.
I cannot stand when I see mothers dressing their little one-year-old sons as the man that they wish they had. Let that baby be a baby.
Stupid.
Stop. Putting that pressure on that child to be the man in your house already. You want.
You mad.
You want to argue.
Ooh, man.
Let that baby be a baby and take that fit into them Tims off that child. He is 1 year old.
If Christian's stumping right, he gonna wear some Tims this winter time. If he's stumping the right way, he gonna wear some Tims. You understand? But my man don't wear Tims, so he ain't no man at all.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, but
you
I
got a whole fitted on that baby head. Baby ain't got a lick of hair. Stop playing with that baby like that.
Man, get out of folks,
bitch. All right, I'm playing. Let me wheel it back in. But I'm just saying, all in all, stop. Don't put the pressure on your children that you had on yourself, or that you lacked to put on yourself, or that somebody else didn't put on you. That you know what I'm saying? Like, let them live their life. Let them be them.
But when you practice parenting purposefully,
mm-hmm.
and teaching your kids for them, not for you,
mm-hmm.
then that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Teach them for you don't teach them for the 2 year old they are now. You handle them as they're two, but you don't teach them. You teach them to become the man that a great man that they're gonna be for me, because I got boys. You teach them in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making sense, y'all.
Give an example.
Well, dang, teach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just. I mean, when I think about it, I think about teaching them to be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Also, to do things that men are supposed to do in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking deeper, but I can't really put it in words for y'all right now.
So, like, even at 2, 3, 4 years old, teach them how to be a gentleman, because this is going to take them further in life in their adulthood. So, teach them now how to open doors for women, and teach them now... you know, to carry women's bags, that type of stuff.
Carry women's bags. Oh, what?
Yeah, like the grocery bags and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yes. They are learning that. Oh, my gosh. Carry a bag, man. What are we talking about? But yeah, in that way, yeah. When it comes to being a gentleman, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I mean, also teaching them to be confident in themselves, not to be doubting themselves if they make a mistake. That's why you teach them the way you teach them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's okay for you to make a mistake. It's okay for you to be upset about this. You know, things are going to happen. Life's not perfect. Just teaching them in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because it starts at home, you know. So if you teach all these lessons at home, outside of the home, they should do right. We hope. We hope.
Because they still their own. They're still their own person. Me, myself, my mother would be proud of everything I've done outside of the home. Other people,
I'm gonna say everything, sis. Everything. Don't over exaggerate it. Now, be honest with yourself.
A business, so everything else, yeah,
everything,
absolutely, girl.
You and I both know you're lying, but we'll let that.
All right, we're done.
I'm not gonna let you lie to my people like that. My mother be proud of everything I do. What? Your mother will be proud. I was writing today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know I got a book coming, so I was writing today for my book, and I said 80% of how 80% of how this child turns out, how your children will turn out, is on you. Only 80%, because we have that other 20% that no matter what you do and how well you raise them, they still gonna grow up to do whatever it is that they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have no mistakes in the way you raise them and strain them 100% right, and they still gonna decide to go dope deal, and you'll be like, what? Why did you decide to do this? We gonna keep praying for that 20%. Okay.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I don't know where you came up with the percentages from, but sometimes it might Peter.
Oh, the percentage, that way you decide a little bit. Oh, I just made that up.
I know.
I just made that up. I think it sounds good, didn't it? Oh man, well let's face it, mommies, we are all a mess somehow, some way, but we make it look amazing.
Yes.
So mommies, keep pushing, keep striving, do not give up, do things your way, teach your children how you want to teach your children, love on your babies how you want to love on your babies, do this motherhood thing your way, and I promise if you just keep going and keep giving it the best you can, it will be enough. Trust me, you got this. So from one messy mommy to you got this. And remember, do something special for yourself this weekend, mommies, because why, Shantae?
You deserve it.
You deserve it. We'll talk to you, mommies, later. Bye.
Bye.